I greet you all in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the praise and the worship for his wonderful grace and love which he has towards us. All are welcome, also all those who are joining us online via the internet. We heard that they were blessed together with us yesterday. They were rejoicing in the Word, and we are grateful to God for the mighty Word which we heard last night. And we are convinced that the Word has the power to save, to heal, and to deliver, and to baptize with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Everything was given to us in the Word of God. Now, I want to tune in some songs praising our Lord. We start with song number 14, Showers of Blessing Shall Fall. This is our prayer, that the Lord may send showers of blessing. Number 14. Amen. It was David who has said in his Psalms, "My soul thirsts for the living God, as the deer panteth for the living water, or as the desert is longing for water." Our soul is thirsting for the Lord. And also today we trust that He will open the windows of heaven and He will send His blessing upon us. We want to open us, open the doors so that the blessing can flow into us. Let us also tune in, number 16. Then Brother Alfred Borg will read us a word and Brother Schmidt will pray with us. Number 16. Blessed be the fountain of blood, whiter than the snow. Number 16. Thank you. Can we say amen to this?
Amen.
His blood makes me whiter than the snow. We are grateful also to be here again this morning. And may the Lord continue to speak to us just as He spoke to us last night. All of us, we have this word in our hearts and ears. To believe God, he who does not believe God makes him a liar. And this no one wants of us. We want to believe what the Scripture says to us. Also this morning, we have come in full expectation. May the Lord help us all. Whiter than the snow, whiter than the snow. Do you know the fountain of the cross where Jesus once died? He died for you. He died for me. He redeemed us. And he has given us eternal life. We are grateful to God to be again here this morning. And before Brother Schmidt comes to pray with us, I read us a word of the scripture for the word of introduction. A well-known word from Isaiah, chapter 12, from verse 2. Isaiah chapter 12, from verse 2. Here it says, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid." Is this so? Are we full of confidence? Do we trust our God this morning? For the Lord God is my strength and my song. He also has become my Savior. In Christ Jesus, he has become your and my Savior. I always remember the word which accompanied us last night from Isaiah 40. In verse 29 we read, "He gives strength to the faint-hearted, and he gives strength to them who have no might." How is it with us this morning? Do we need the help of the Lord? Do we need new strength? May he give it to us. Verse 3. "Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation." Who is this fountain? Jesus Christ is the fountain of salvation. And out of this we may draw also this morning. "And in that day shall ye say, Praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted." His name is above every name. Brothers and sisters, if you want to make known his name, we must know what his name is. And Jesus said, "No one recognizes the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son." No one knows the Father and the Son. That's how it is written. And then comes, "And to whom the Son will reveal it." Brothers and sisters, has he not revealed his name to us? The name above every name. I'm grateful to God. No one knows. The wise, to the wise it was hidden, but to us, the simple, to us he revealed it. Brothers and sisters, it's the greatest revelation which God can give unto us. Verse 5. "Sing unto the Lord, for he has done excellent things." Praise and things. Has he not done great things in us? Has he not called us out? Has he not brought us together under the sound of his word? Brothers and sisters, we should be grateful to God for that what he has done for us and for that what he is doing right now. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Can we not praise and thank God? He is in our midst. For he promised it. And his promises are yes and amen. Yes and amen. For the glory of God through us. May the Lord really come to his right this morning with each one of us. May he give unto us what each one of us needs. If you need strength, the Lord gives strength to them of no might. May it happen. May he all strengthen us, also in the faith, so that we believe and trust God and experience that he is the true one, that there is no lie in him. Whatever he says, he does. He speaks and it takes place. Praise and thanks. Let us thank together. Let us please stand up for prayer. Almighty God, you have given us grace, Lord, also this morning. Through your holy word, you are still speaking to us, and you pointed us to it, that to you belongs all the glory and all the thanks and all the praise. We ask you, give us grace. As we heard, you said it through the prophet, Lord, so that we get wings, that we don't get weary, but that we get new strength through your shed blood, through your resurrection, Lord, so that we are strengthened, Lord, and that we can meet you, you who you revealed yourself in Christ Jesus. We thank you. We thank you also for the revealed word through your Spirit, which you have poured out upon all flesh, also in the last days in which we are living. You again have given grace, and you have put your word upon the lampstand so that it shines in this dark world, Lord. But we thank you. Your light shineth, Lord. Please accompany each one of us who we are gathered here, and also those who somewhere are listening and watching all over the world. We thank you.
Du hast es auch heute Morgen schon gehört, dass Menschen
people are listening all over, and they are grateful, Lord, that you are still speaking in this time. Lord, please bless from the riches of your grace. We ask you together, Lord, give us strength to have open ears and to receive and to do accordingly. Give also grace and give instructions so that you can speak through the lips which you appointed, Lord, and so that we can bring you all the praise and all the thanks to the great God. Please, once again, bless worldwide, in all languages, in all tongues, in all nations, wherever your people are submitting to your word and spirit, Lord in heaven, so that we become of one mind, praising you, our God. Amen. Now, there is a child dedication. Please come to the front. We sing a chorus. Only believe, only believe. Almighty God, I thank you for your grace and love, for this miracle, Lord, for this wonderful child. I ask you, please, bless Miriam, bless the parents, O God. I ask it in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Be God dedicated for time and for eternity. Be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Blessed be the whole family for the glory of God in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Now you can take a picture. God bless you.
Wir dürfen uns alle setzen.
You may be seated.
Lob und Dank.
Praise and thanks be to the Lord. I would like it best to have sung again the song Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Just very mighty. Not we were seeking him. He was seeking us and he found us. Not we were choosing him, he has chosen us before the foundation of the world. Grace is grace, and we are just grateful, very grateful that God received us, that he really speaks to us face to face. And that what he says to us, that he reveals it to us. Our hearts are open for the word of the Lord. Today, I will not read anymore the new emails, but all brothers worldwide, they know that I read every email, and we are very, very grateful for all our brothers, also for all the phone calls which we received already early in the morning. It's just so mighty to experience and to witness what God is doing right now. In particular, there were two phone calls. The one from Siberia, and so much Russian I still can speak. and understand. He said, yes, Blagadarim Bogu, I thank God. And he just continued, and he opened his heart, and his mouth flowed over of thankfulness toward God, that the word of the Lord reaches even to Siberia. Just so wonderful. Now just one remark today, that all our brothers and sisters who don't speak our language, that they nevertheless are coming to hear the word. May God bless you all from all neighboring countries, from near and from far. That's how the first promise was, which God has given to Abraham. In thee all kindreds of the earth shall be blessed. As the second, I would like to thank all our brothers, be it Brother Erwin Pacheco, be it Brother Etienne Genton, be it Brother Jean Lambert, and all our brothers, be it Brother Siegfried Fleck, all our brothers who are available to God to pass on what God has entrusted to us. Just so wonderful for everything God has taken care of. And we may recognize on everything what is going on that the return of the Lord is really in reach, and nevertheless the admonition to remain sober in all things, to go to work. Whoever wants to marry, let him marry. He who wants to remain alone, let him remain alone. Just that everyone decides for himself, walking with the Lord and saying with all his heart, not my will, but thy will be done. Yesterday, we welcomed Brother Michael. Please stand up. Yesterday, we heard Brother Michael, what God is doing right now in all of the Persian Gulf, in Pakistan, and all over. God bless Brother Noble Gill. Just so nice that God has brothers in all languages who pass on the word. And yesterday, our brother not only said that he is available for the Lord, he also wants to help Brother Frank to pass on what God entrusted to him. Just so nice that brothers are in the matter with all their heart, not just doing something, but doing it in the commission of God. And this is connected with that what is written in Matthew 25, the calling out and the preparation of the bride church. And also with Matthew 24, that the food is being given out. And as Brother Branham said a couple of times, that he should store in the food, the promised word, storing it in, and then has given the command, or has received the commission from God to forerun the second coming of Christ. that the message, not only he, but that the message would forerun the second coming of Christ. And everything has become the way just as God has foretold it in his word. To that what God has done in the last year, we cannot go here into full details. But let me say here, whatever, especially what Brother Tati and I experienced, just think about it. In all five meetings in the DRC, I was asking in every meeting, sometimes there were 12,000, 16,000, 18,000, 8,000, whatever city. And brothers and sisters, my question was always, do you all believe the message which God has given to us? Either the hands went up or a loud amen was going forth. Even the question, are you all baptized scripturally in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? And the amen was not only heard on the earth, most surely it was heard a bit higher. And do you know, if one then gets the report that after the five meetings, 823 were baptized, who witnessed the meeting and heard the sermon, and the rest were also baptized after we departed, so that a whole number of 953, what shall one say to it? God calls out and connects the faith with obedience. And that's what is very important. Many things could be reported, be it Burma, be it Cambodia, be it Vietnam, wherever we would look at, be it Cuba, South America, wherever we would look at, we just can thank God with all our hearts for that what he has done in the past year. For me, it's a bit difficult. The days were long and the nights were short. And the many airports and the many flights, it was a bit too much for me. But thanks be to God, who time and again has given new strength so that the word could be carried. Now, just briefly, coming to that, what we heard in the word of introduction from Isaiah 12, verse 5. Sing unto the Lord, for he has done excellent things. When our Lord died on the cross of Calvary, and when the wonderful work of redemption was finished, he cried out, "It is finished." Excellent things he has done. And whatever was promised in all of the Old Testament, by the redemption deed, it became a divine reality. Therefore, Paul could write, for all the promises of God is in him the yes, but also in him the fulfillment. Not only the agreement to do it, but the fulfillment to have really have done it. It is finished, and we may receive and accept that our God has really pardoned us, and that the time of grace was purposed for it, namely that all who were ordained by God to see His glory, that at their time, at their church age, would hear the word of the hour. And in all seven church age messages, it is again emphasized, whoever has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. It is just so mighty to know that God has a church on the earth, that He has a bride on the earth. We will go into detail now, but in this precious word here, just verse 6, cry out and shout, thou inhabitants of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Then Brother Ngonga was asking me to read Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1, verse 17. He was asking me, and I do it now. He asked me to do it. Joshua chapter 1, verse 17.
Ganz so wie wir Mose gehorcht haben,
according as we hearkened unto Moses in all things, so will we hearken unto thee. Only the Lord thy God be with thee, as He was with Moses. Amen. Here it is being expressed of what it is all about. The people of Israel were not hearkening to Joshua, but they were hearkening to that what God has said to Moses, and what God already promised to Abraham, and what God did already then. And what did Joshua do? He didn't bring along a new message, or he didn't start a new denomination. No, he has put the Ark of the Covenant upon the shoulders of them who had to carry it. For in the Ark of the Covenant was the revealed word for that time. Joshua, chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Joshua chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. And Joshua spake unto the priests, saying, take up the Ark of the Covenant. Amen. Take up the Ark of the Covenant and pass over before the people. And they took up the Ark of the Covenant and went before the people. So, that what God revealed was in the Ark, and with us God made a covenant. Our Redeemer went with His own blood into the Holy of Holies, Hebrews chapter 9, and He laid the blood upon the lid of the Ark of the Covenant, so that no one can be accused and condemned anymore. But the blood of the Lamb cleanses us and makes all things new. Then we have the wonderful words of the Holy Scripture. Just two thoughts are moving me since we have heard wonderful testimonies, namely John 20, verse 29. Here it's written, John 20, blessed are those who didn't see and yet believe. A very important word, John 20. And here it's verse 29. Blessed are they. Let us read it. John 20, verse 29. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Amen. Very mighty. There had to be such who were there and present when God was doing something. And there had to be those who believed the testimony of the eyewitnesses and who received them. And the Apostle John, he writes in his first chapter, 1 John chapter 1, verse 1, what was from the beginning, what our eyes have seen, what we have looked upon, what our hands have handled of the word of life, this we preach unto you. Both belong together. Eye and ear witnesses who witnessed and who experienced of what God has done. And then those who were not present but who believed the testimony of them whom God commissioned to pass on what they have seen and what they have heard, and then who believed. Brothers and sisters, also in our time, it's the same. Not all could be present in the meetings of Brother Branham. Not all could listen and not all could see it. But there are eyewitnesses, there are ear witnesses who were there and who can bear witness, who can bear record of that, what God has done in our time. And for me, you can really believe me, for me, this has such a great meaning that I not just speak of hearsay. For you it's enough that you hear of an eye and ear witness who has seen and who has heard and who passes on the word unto you, so that your faith is not resting upon that what someone says, but that your faith is settled up in the word. But both belong just together. And God has laid it in such a way. It was laid by Him. It was ordained by Him before the foundation of the world. How often I said it here before. In the East, I was born in the East, halfway between Berlin and between Warsaw, in the area, in the region Danzig, West Prussia, on a farm without electricity, without water. And if one sees Brother Branham's cabin in which he was born, yes, then it was a bit better for me. With me, it was a better cabin. But for me, everything is possible. He can lead East and West together. He can lead everything so that all can hear the word of the hour. And who can believe the testimony of those whom God has called to be an eye and ear witness. And now one more thought, which we touched upon yesterday. Perhaps that every servant of God knew exactly for what the Lord commissioned him to do. Every man of God, without exception, knew exactly what he has to do. And we read it in the Gospel of John, in chapter 1, that the man of God of the hour, he was asked who he is. Gospel of John, chapter 1, from verse 21. We all know the scripture. But just for your orientation, that the men of God know their place in the scripture. Verse 21, John 1:21. And they asked him, "What then? Art thou Elijah?" And he says, "I'm not." You all know that generally it is believed that the Elijah promise was fulfilled with John the Baptist, and that no one has to wait. Just ask every theologian in the country, and you get the same answer from every theologian, even from every Pentecostal preacher, namely, that the promise of Elijah was fulfilled already then. Why? Because they don't want to believe that God wanted to send a prophet and a prophetic ministry before the second coming of Christ, before the end of the time of grace, before the terrible day of the Lord commences. But very clearly, the answer was given here, and his testimony. No, I'm not. And then the question, art thou that prophet? And he answered, no. Then verse 23, who art thou? Verse 23, and he answered, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. Just very mighty. How God's word runs smoothly in harmony in the Old and New Testament. And how God shows us the correct placing of the Word of God. And whatever God does is perfect. And we may trust Him with all our hearts. Brothers and sisters, today, by inspiration, a scripture was given to me in connection with that what we looked at yesterday, namely the scripture from 2 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 2. Yesterday, we spoke about Matthew 1. We spoke about Luke, chapter 1. About Mary, who found grace in the sight of God, who was a virgin, who didn't know of any man. And she said, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according as you said. And behold, the word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. And we saw his glory, the glory of the only begotten Son of the Father. This we looked at yesterday. Let us read these two or three verses once again before we come to 2 Corinthians 11. Luke 1:28. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that are highly favored, thou that are highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Then verse 30. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found grace with God. And we all know what happened then. The word was laid into her. And already in Psalms 22 it's written, Thou hast laid me into the mother's womb. If we look at all of the Old Testament prophecy, the same it's written in Psalms 22, it's written, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the same way, it's written in Psalms 22, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? One has to read the Psalms under prayer. And one has to see how Bible prophecy was placed and how then in the New Testament everything found fulfillment. Once again, the emphasis. Verse 35. And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that Holy One which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Verse 38. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. Brothers and sisters, what do we learn of it? When God gives us His promises, then it's necessary that the power of the Holy Ghost comes at the same time upon us. So the Spirit of God can lead us into the Word, and that the Word can become a divine reality in us. And here in 2 Corinthians, chapter 11, we have the comparison where Paul has written that he would like to present Christ a chaste virgin. Yesterday we made a comparison. In the Garden of Eden, it was Eve who didn't wait until, but she heard unto arguments. She received doubts in her heart. And then Brother Branham said, he said very clearly, that's how unbelief started in the Garden of Eden, and unbelief is the original sin. Everything else comes afterward, but unbelief towards that what God has said, unbelief. And yesterday we read it, of course, I think 1 John 5 verse 10, he who does not believe God makes him a liar. What was with Eve in that moment where she didn't believe that what God has said, but listened to arguments? Should God have said, you shall surely not die? God knows that you will become wise. Very nicely presented. And behold, it happened. Brothers and sisters, don't give your ear not a second to the enemy who sows doubts and unbelief, but rather believe God. Make Satan a liar. Satan is the father of the lie. And therefore, we may fully put ourselves upon the side of God. Whether we understand it or not, we believe what and as the scripture has said. And in that moment where we believe it, then it is being revealed to us by His grace. And Paul writes here in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 in verse 2, "For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ." Amen. Amen. This is even today the divine commission. And let me say it here. The wise virgins will only hear God and His word, and not one single argument. They will be joined with God and joined with God's word. And as true as we heard God's word, the Holy Spirit comes upon us and reveals unto us the word, and the word becomes a divine reality in us. So, not only then, and in particular in our time, when Paul already then had this divine commission to present Christ a chaste virgin, a virgin who received the seed of the word of God, a virgin which found grace in the sight of God, who can say, "I am the handmaid of the Lord, I am the servant of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to thy word," and not giving the heart or the ear to that what the enemy wants to present as arguments. I am convinced, as the Redeemer was the pure word of God which was manifested in the flesh, and every promise which referred to Him found fulfillment in Him, so it is also now with the bride of the Lamb, with the wise virgins. They believe the word. The word is the seed. They receive the word as the divine seed, and the Holy Spirit comes upon us, and the divine life which is in the seed comes forth. And then it comes to fulfillment. Now I live no more, but Christ lives in me. This word is so mighty. No mixing, no hybrid. Just the pure divine seed which is being sown. Also, this we find in Matthew 13 confirmed. The Lord, as the Son of Man, sowed the good seed. And the good seed is the wheat. And the wheat will be gathered into the heavenly garner. But what is the other seed? The enemy came behind. And onto the same field, he sowed his seed, the interpretations. Brothers and sisters, why do we put so much emphasis at this place upon the proclamation of the Word of God? Not the prophet said. Whatever the prophet said leads us back into the Holy Scripture. And we are just so grateful with all our hearts. And probably I'm the most one who is grateful. Most grateful one. Who I know exactly what the prophet taught, what the prophet said, what was revealed to him from God, by God. And everything we can place in harmoniously into the Bible, and we go never beyond the testimony of the Scripture. Never we give a new doctrine, never a new denomination. And we all understood, of course, that Brother Branham, many times he said, the message of the hour is the Word of God. Back to the Word, back to the beginning. How many directions there are among those who refer to Brother Branham. Yes, there is a large number of these directions. But who refer to God and to God's Word and who have received the divine revelation for what this prophetic ministry was sent, there is only one direction, and this is the divine direction according to the Word of God. And by grace we let ourselves be placed scripturally, and we find our place in the Word of God. And this can be said confidently. Never a discussion takes place. Never. And why not? Because the Word was revealed to us by His grace. Please compare it with that what we looked at yesterday. Let us take it into this new year. Let us take it into this new year. I want to present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. That's what it's all about today. That's what it's about now. No hybrid, no mixing. God's original Word. And we do not permit that the enemy sows doubts and brings forth unbelief, but that we rather believe with all our hearts what God has said. And as it was emphasized already, when the Spirit of God comes upon us, then the preached Word is being revealed to us, and it becomes a divine reality in our lives. The same Paul has written some other things, also in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, which is very well known to us. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, from verse 14. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. Also a very mighty word. All sons and daughters of God, already by predestination, they were in Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, before the foundation of the world, chosen in Him. The Lord God took care for everything. Our Redeemer doesn't have to die a second time. He died once. And for all the redeemed, he paid the price. And in every church age, all who stand before God, they will believe the word of God and they will do accordingly. Also verse 15, it's written, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him who died for them and rose again. Very mighty. Not living anymore for yourselves, for you, but living for him, for our Redeemer. Tell me today, what is the main thing in our lives? Our faith life has become the most important. What would our lives be without our Lord, without the Redeemer, without that God would have done something for us? And as written, and therefore he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him who died for them and rose again. And then it continues. What must be among the believers and what must be manifested among the believers. Verse 16. Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now, henceforth, know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Say amen. And God wants to use also this day that our own lives, that we just consecrated to our Lord, and that we can cry out as Paul, I am crucified with Christ. Now I live no more, but Christ lives his life through me. I believe out of conviction that this becomes true now. Everything what God promised for this time and whatever is connected with the preparation and the calling out of the bride church, this becomes a divine reality. As we said before, in the Old Testament, there were promises, but through that, what happened on the cross of Calvary, these promises became a divine reality, witnessable. Everything what God promised, this we may experience by his grace. Conversion, new birth, spirit baptism, deliverance, healing, everything God has given us by his grace. Let us say it once again. Firstly, the promises, and then the fulfillment. The fulfillment through Jesus Christ, our Lord, in all of us. It continues here, verse 18 and 19. And this is the work of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. And now comes the mighty statement. For God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. Not imputing our trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Just very mighty. A divine reality. And today, no one shall go from here without receiving the reconciliation, without receiving forgiveness, without receiving what God has given us in Christ Jesus. Today, each one shall experience the day of salvation. A year of jubilee started, and we may cry out, everyone is free, and whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Receive it, accept it by faith, and thank the Lord for it. Verse 20, Paul writes, now then we are ambassadors for Christ as his sent ones, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. We pray, we ask you, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled with God. We are very close to the time, to the end of the time of grace. We don't go here into detail, but all, the whole world understood that nothing is anymore as it used to be. And we see it at the people of Israel, as they enter their homeland from more than 150 countries. We go from the Old to the New Testament, and we see how Bible prophecies are being fulfilled before our eyes. But the main thing is, brothers and sisters, although we could see everything and place everything properly, and if we would not be ready, if we would not be ready for the return of the Lord, what then? Then everything else we heard in vain. Then we have come in vain, also from near and far. And this may never take place. This is my responsibility before God, that all who hear the word of God now, that they believe with all their heart, that they get it revealed, and that they are part of the wise virgins who remain virgins until they enter the marriage supper of the Lamb. What was with the foolish? They were virgins when they came out, yes. What were they at the return of the Lord? When the Lord had to say, I know you not. Do you know with what kind of pain this connects me? And with what kind of inner longing I have to say, beloved brothers and sisters, beloved, God has called us together from all peoples and tongues to hear the last message. to really hear as wise virgins the everlasting word of God, to receive it, not to believe one single interpretation, not to receive any explanation, but to remain virgins until the return of Jesus Christ our Lord. Can you understand me? If I read that of Paul, who then he had only one desire, to present Christ as a chaste virgin, to present the believers. What shall we say today here? This is just connected with the ministry. And as Brother Branham has said, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so the message which was entrusted to you will forerun the second coming of Christ. It was John, of course, who could say, the friend of the bridegroom heareth the voice of the bridegroom. He prepared the way for the bridegroom. And he could say, I must decrease, but he must increase. But he prepared the way for the Lord. He prepared the bride for him as it was necessary for that time period. And all who heard the message of John the Baptist and who believed it, they were prepared. And when he said, I baptize you with water unto repentance, but he who comes after me shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. How many were among the 3,000 who listened to the first sermon on the day of Pentecost? When the man of God had to speak out the promise, I baptize you with water unto repentance. He who comes after me shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Then they had to be there where the Lord was baptizing with the Holy Ghost and with fire. The same it is today with us. We are not somewhere in the dispersion. We are gathered in the name of the Lord to hear the word of God and to believe it and to receive the latter rain by His grace. For this is a promise which also remains. Really, it remains. In Ephesians chapter 6, we have the admonishing words, Ephesians chapter 6, especially verse 10 and 11. Ephesians 6, verse 10 and 11. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Brothers and sisters, if we read such scriptures, then we must be joined with the Lord directly. Then it must just sound in our hearts, beloved Lord, let it become like this with me. Make me strong, Lord, by your power which dwells in us. Help me, Lord, to put on the whole armor of God, the sword of the Spirit, to take it into my hand, which is the Word of God. And our Lord conquered the enemy with a sword of the Spirit, and he always said, it is written. Also we, brothers and sisters, we may put on the whole armor of God, and we may know our Lord is the victor of Calvary. And that what is written in 1 John chapter 3, faith is the victory which God manifested on the cross of Calvary. By the resurrection he confirmed it, and it became manifest. The victory of our God is our victory, and by the faith we have received and accepted everything what God has given to us by His grace. In Hebrews chapter 10, we likewise have wonderful hints to that what is important for our time. Hebrews chapter 10, from verse 35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. Yes, it will be worthwhile to remain faithful, to believe God, to receive and accept every word which He has given to us. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, not being in unbelief, but in full confidence. And now something comes to my mind. What happened last Sunday in Zurich? In Zurich, there are some precious brothers and sisters who moved to Krefeld, and I was speaking to a precious sister who stays at the Lake Constantia, and I said, precious sister, how long will you stay there? If you want to move, then please let me know it. And do you know what happened? The sister looks at me and she says, Brother Frank, I bought a flat. I never was thinking to move. I listened and I didn't say anything. And then she said, don't you know that the Lord went before us and that He prepared the flats, the dwellings, already for us, and there I want to move. There I have a dwelling in heaven. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it would not be so, I would have told you. Just very nice that people are hearing God's word and that God's word accomplishes for what it was sent for. As a German song goes, make my faith great, give me a faithful mind, take me, my Jesus, as a German song goes. So in this word, in Hebrews chapter 10, once again, verse 35, cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. It will be worthwhile to have remained a virgin, not to have committed spiritual fornication, but to have remained faithful to God in every way by grace. And therefore it says in verse 36, for ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Is it not our upright, our sincere prayer to say, beloved Lord, thy will be done in heaven as on earth? Didn't we also experience our Gethsemane, where our Redeemer included us already? Not my will, but thy will be done. And sometimes a bitter cup is handed over to us, which we cannot drink at all, because it's too bitter for us. And the problem is so great that we can that we don't know anymore which way to go. And our Lord went even this way before us. No one of us is excluded. We all have to go through trials and tests. And in these trials, we are purified as the gold is being purified. And we all know, when gold shall be purified, then the fire has to get really hot, so that there can be a purification at all. Brothers and sisters, very soon everything will be over. You fighters, go on, soldiers. It must be emphasized at this weekend. It must be emphasized. As God made the beginning in the New Testament by the redemption and by the Redeemer, and has given us the redemption, so also the completion will happen through the redeemed, and every word of God will become a divine reality. And if we wait for it, then we of course know that we are not waiting in vain. Brothers and sisters, I'm not here to comfort you. I'm here to... it's a German wordplay. I'm here to comfort you. He will fulfill everything in His word to us. He will not owe us anything. And the full restoration will take place as sure as God has said it in His word. It continues, verse 38. Now, the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Let us take it really to heart. If we draw back, God has no pleasure in us. Just to endure, to persevere by the grace of God, knowing that the Lord leads us, He goes before us. If we draw back, if we give up, what then? Then God has no more pleasure in us. God had pleasure in Enoch, and He raptured him. And that's how we read it in chapter 11, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Amen. Beloved, believe it with all your heart. God looks at us through the blood of the Lamb. He sees us as justified, as sanctified. We received everything, whatever he has given to us by his grace. And also here in chapter 11, it's written, verse 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Überzeugt sein von Dingen, die man noch nicht sieht. Auch darauf könnte man eingehen.
Also here, one could go into detail with Abraham.
Er hat sich selber angesehen.
He looked at himself,
seine Frau,
and he looked at his wife.
Nicht dabei geblieben,
but he didn't remain with it.
Auf den geschaut,
but he looked at him,
der das Wort der Verheißung
who has given the word of promise,
hat,
and then he fulfilled it.
The last verse, in Hebräer 10 lautet,
last verse, Hebrews 10, last verse, but we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
God is trustworthy. That's how we heard it last night. And to this belongs also John 17. John 17. So that we all know who the true one is. Yesterday we read, he is the true God and eternal life. In the Gospel of John, chapter 17, it's written in verse 2 up to 4, John 17, verse 2 up to 4, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. Also this we said time and again. Only he who has received eternal life in reality can live and will live eternally. And here we are told, and thou hast given them eternal life. Verse 3, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Not a triune God, but you, the only true God, knowing thee. It's revelation from the beginning until the end. And the revelation of Jesus Christ was given to us by his grace. And we know that God revealed himself to us as Father in heaven, in the only begotten Son, personally on the earth. He who sees me sees the Father, that he took dwelling in us by the Holy Spirit. Of course, not three eternal persons, but one eternal God who fulfills his own plan of salvation in his sons and daughters, doing that what he promised. Even in the prophet Joel it's written, we read it, that God in the last days, he will pour out his flesh, his spirit upon all flesh. And in Acts 2 we read, here is being fulfilled the prophecy of Joel, in it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Our God keeps what he promises. And when the time is fulfilled, happens that what God promised in his word. He is never too late. And by grace, we may persevere, persevering by faith and holding fast to that, that he will fulfill his word. One more scripture from Peter. God's word is so precious. One could read one place after the other, deepen ourselves into it. 2 Peter chapter 3, well known to all of us. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8 and 9. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. We all know that from Adam to Abraham, there were 2,000 years. And from Abraham to Christ, there were 2,000 years. And again, 2,000 years have passed. One day with God as 1,000 years. And the Spirit should be poured out in the last days. And whoever would like to know what the last days are, just needs to read Hosea chapter 6. After 2 days, I will call you back again. One just needs to read Bible prophecy to know what is meant with it. And there's only one day left, the youngest day, namely the last day. And this day cannot break forth unless the bride church is being called out and is being prepared unto the return of Jesus Christ our Lord. And therefore, these meetings are 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long suffering toward you, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Do you know? Do you see what's all about? When the Lord tarries, then only until the last ones are called out, until the last ones experienced their conversion, until the last ones received the word, until the last ones consecrated their lives to the Lord. So God is not tarry. God will not tarry. He just waits until the last ones are called out. Let me tell you, if I see you all from all neighboring countries, I know one thing. This is the day which the Lord has made. We don't know how much time is left for us, but with God's help, we will redeem the time, and the last message we will carry it until he comes, or until we are called to come to him. Then verse 14 from 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 14. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless.
im Frieden. Das ist eine tiefgehende Ermahnung.
This is a deep admonishing. Therefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, the promise is that the Lord returns. And some say he tarries. And some say he's slack. Therefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. Let us summarize what we tried to say at this weekend. And we wish that all, in all peoples, tongues and nations, beginning with Australia and New Zealand, also their phone calls came from everywhere. God is calling out his people. And we are just so grateful that we may experience it, that we may witness it. For us, it's not a theory or something about which we just speak. We may experience it by his grace. We may witness it, that the full message, the full gospel is being preached unto all nations and tongues for a witness. We may experience it, that the calling out of the virgins takes place now. And I've written it in the circular letter. The message was addressed at the beginning to all. But who turns around in circles? I don't want to judge here. I'm ordained to help those who are really wise virgins. And please permit me to say something here. Not referred to me, but referred to the ministry. How many times emails are coming? And even the sentence, all who are part of the wise virgins, they will hearken to that what the wise servant has to say. And the food, they will receive the food which was stored in, and they will be ready at the return of the Lord. Thanks be to God. There are worldwide people who don't make something out of a man, but the ministry which God has given, the commission which he has given, that they received it and accepted it, and that they really experience their preparation unto the glorious day of the return of the Lord. And as we said in comparison to Mary, in comparison to 2 Corinthians 11, all men of God, Paul wanted it, Brother Branham wanted it at their time, all men of God, didn't he see the bride in a vision? Didn't he see that the bride... He even said they looked like as they would come from Germany or from Switzerland or from Sweden. He saw it as the bride were dressed in their national costumes. And then he saw how the bride came out of lockstep. And then he has seen how the bride came back into lockstep again. God is merciful, and we have still the time of grace, and we may come to him. I say it once again, in the presence of God, I say it, I am convinced that all who are part of the wise virgins that they will not receive any strange doctrines, that they don't believe any interpretations, but that they will be sanctified in the word of truth. Sanctify them in thy truth. Thy word is the truth. I'm 100% convinced of it, that now the completion takes place, and all who find grace before God, that they remain in the Word, and they can say, as then Mary has said, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to thy word, as you promised it. Children of promise, believe the word of promise, and that they are sealed with the spirit of promise unto the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ our Lord. Our coming to these meetings will be worth it, and may all brothers worldwide, may they pass on the same word, so that the bride really comes into all, that the bride has been called out in all people's tongues and nations, that they are sanctified in the word of truth, sealed unto the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. He who started, he will also finish. And we are counting with it, that it will happen in our time. To him, the Almighty God, be the praise and glory and all the worship. Brothers and sisters, did you receive every word? Can you say yes to every word? Then let us stand up so that we thank the Lord together. Perhaps there are prayer requests. Perhaps we have a song which the sisters can sing. Yesterday, it was so fitting to that what was said. Now is the time of grace. Do we have brothers and sisters, do we have friends here who would like to consecrate their lives to the Lord? This is the hour which God has given to us by His grace. While our heads are bowed, let us sing, Just as I am, not my will, but thy will be done. Wash me in Jesus' precious blood. In the purifying fountain. I'm always yours.
Lass das Wort des Mundes rein, voll von deiner Wahrheit sein. Dein sei Ehre, Gott und Glück, Herr, ich halte nichts zurück.
I never keep anything back. Wash me in Jesus' precious blood.
In der Gnade reinigenden Flut, Herr, nur dir allein will ich mein Leben weihen.
Only to you I will consecrate my life.
Jetzt und ewig bin ich dein.
Now and forever I am yours.
Dieses Lebens flüchtige Zeit, deinem Preis sei sie geweiht. Brauche hier im Kampf der Welt Geist und Sinn, die dir's gefällt. Wasche mich in Jesu teurem Blut, in der Gnade reinigenden Flut. Herr, nur dir allein mein Leben weih, jetzt und ewig bin ich dein. Auch mein Wille, Herr, soll dein, ganz und gar dein eigen sein. Nehme mein Herz,
let my will
Sohn,
be yours.
Weihe es zu deinem Thron. Wasche mich in Jesu teurem Blut, in der Gnade reinigenden Flut. Herr, nur dir allein will ich mein Leben weihen.
I want to consecrate my life to you.
Jetzt und ewig bin ich dein.
Now and forever I am yours.
Leib und Leben, Herz und Sinn, leg ich dir zu Füßen hin.
My heart and my body I lay at your feet.
Und ich werde dann
take me as
gänzlich
I am.
Und für immer sein.
I will be always yours.
Wasche mich in Jesu teurem Blut.
Wash me in Jesus' precious blood.
In der Gnade reinigenden Flut. Herr, nur dir allein mein Leben wein, jetzt und ewig bin ich dein. Wasche mich in Jesu teurem Blut, in der Gnade reinigenden Flut. Herr, nur dir allein will ich mein Leben wein, jetzt und ewig bin ich dein.
Amen. Brothers and sisters, without that we waste much time, if we have brothers and sisters or friends amongst us who would like to consecrate their lives to the Lord, or who would like to rededicate their lives, just come, please. Come to the front, and then we will pray together with you, so that also this day is really worthwhile. Let us sing Only Believe, and whoever would like to come, please come. Almighty God, all who have come, and all who remained in their rows, today we are here to rededicate ourselves unto you at the beginning of this year. Give grace, O God, so that all the days which you are giving us, that they are blessed by you, that no one of us lives anymore for himself, but that we live for you, who you died for us. I'm asking you, beloved Lord, may all experience John 17, so that they might know you, the only true God. May all in this building and all worldwide, may all know the only true God and his revelation in Jesus Christ our Lord. The reconciliation and the forgiveness, receiving and accepting it. Beloved Lord, we are preaching the full salvation, and we want to experience the full salvation, conversions, new birth, renewing, and the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Beloved Lord, confirm thy word in all who have come unto you, be it here to the front, or be it in the building, or wherever, dispersed all over the earth. Bless in particular all ministering brethren, all who pass on your word, all who give out the divine food. Beloved Lord, you have a pure bride, a chaste virgin, which is being presented to you also in our time. Beloved Lord, you fulfilled your promise, and you have sent your prophet and servant, and you brought us back to the beginning, to the original foundation, to the doctrine of the apostles, to the beginning, beloved Lord, for you are Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. You started and you will finish, and you are still calling out. To you, the Almighty God, be all consecrated, who have now consecrated their lives to you. They are yours. They are yours. You paid the price for them. We thank you with all our hearts for it. May the blessing of the Almighty God rest upon all of you. In Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Did you accept it? Amen. You can again return to your seats. God bless you. Yes. Here we have a visit from South Africa. God bless you, beloved brother. God bless all who are here today. Be seated for a few moments. Take your seats now. And we once again greet all of you in all over the world, in all people's tongues and nations. And we are thankful for our brothers who translate. And let me say it here honestly, the translators sometimes they come better to the point than if one could express it in the sermon. I noticed it. The translators have the possibility to make it even better and more complete. May God bless them. Whoever moves on in the Spirit, he has the revelation and he has the inspiration. He gets inspired. And so we just give greetings to all, in all peoples and tongues. And we say it once again. Sadly, that we don't speak all the same language, but we have the translators, and for this we are grateful. May God bless all who are here. May God bless all who are joining us online. And please remember us in your prayers. There are some journeys planned. Some journeys are planned. Now, together with Brother Helmut Miskis, to the Portuguese island Madeira, and then it continues in February, God willing, up to the Far East, up to Malaysia and Cambodia. And once again, Far East, to include it into the program. And our main request is that all over the earth are joined online. And if we can help you, then we do it. That all get the equipment so that they can follow every service at the first weekends. And Brother Tati, where is Brother Tati? Please stand up. Please stand up, Brother Tati. This is Brother Tati. And if we would ask him how many equipments he has sent already into all the world, especially to Africa, most surely 60 is not enough. And we are grateful that we can help also those countries and brothers who have not the means. This is at the moment our main request, that all can be connected worldwide, that all can see and hear and witness the meetings. And God did it. God bless Brother Tati. God bless all our brothers who are having part in the proclamation and in the work of God. May God bless our brother Michael. God bless Brother Michael. And God bless Brother Noble Gill. May God bless all brothers who are having part in the work of God. And together we will thank him. We go confidently into this new year. The Lord will be with us until the end of the world. That's how he promised it, and that's how it will take place. Now, perhaps we have a choir. Where's our choir leader? We are grateful. We all can speak English. I'm surprised how all the Eastern Europeans can speak English now. Perhaps there's a favorite song of Brother Branham. Whatever there is, please, 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 take greetings with you. Take greetings with you. And please come again in as much as you can. I always remember how God opened the doors and how everyone can hear now the word of God. To our God be the glory throughout all eternity. Did you understand everything? What was preached today? The Lord asked. Did you understand it? Then say Amen. This was not loud enough. Amen.
More about Jesus, more.
Brothers and sisters, we want to pray now together, laying everything before Him, also all the problems, all the requests, all the prayer requests, be it for us personally or for our beloved ones. Let us lay everything before the throne of grace. Let us thank the Lord for the rich blessing which we received. We receive everything into our hearts and ponder upon it as Mary did it. And we received the word of reconciliation. And this reconciliation we carry with us. And we are reconciled with Christ and reconciled with one another. Let us pray now. Ever faithful Heavenly Father, we are approaching your throne of grace in the wonderful name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And we ask you, Lord, look at us graciously through the perfect sacrifice of the Lamb. Forgive all our shortcomings, Lord. Heal all our sicknesses. Save the lost. Deliver the captives. Lord, fulfill thy promise in us and make us ready for your return. Be with each one of us. Lead us on your way by your Holy Spirit. We pray for all, near and far, those who hear your call now, those who are coming out now, from all confusion, Lord, bless, Lord, and prepare our hearts, for your coming is so near. It is before the door, at the door, and bless the carrier of your word, and bless all the co-workers who are also giving out this divine spiritual food. Call out the last ones, Lord, and make us ready for your return. O faithful Father, to you we bring the thanks and the adoration and the glory with all our hearts. Great things you have done for us. Blessed and praised be your wonderful name of Jesus. Please, Lord, dismiss us with your blessing and with your peace. Please stretch forth thine hands over us and keep us under the precious blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you and we praise you with all our souls in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Precious brothers and sisters, the grace of the Lord be with you. Please remember the work of God. Remember us. Remember our precious brother on all the missionary trips so that the Lord may really open the doors and the hearts and that he opens the understanding for his word so that the last ones are coming out. And let us also pray for one another. Yes, let us carry the work of God in prayer. Take greetings with you wherever you go. And we are greeting you all from near and far, also all those who are joining us online. The Lord bless you all in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah be praised.
Hallelujah.